Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 302. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Ezekiel chapters 16 and 17. Let's begin. Ezekiel chapter 16. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, confront Jerusalem with her abominable practices and say, "This is what the sovereign Lord says to Jerusalem. Your origin and your birth were in the land of the Canaanites. Your father was an Amorite and your mother a Hittite. As for your birth, on the day you were born, your umbilical cord was not cut, nor were you washed in water. You were certainly not rubbed down with salt, nor wrapped with blankets. No, I took pity on you to do even one of these things for you to spare you. You were thrown out into the open field because you were detested on the day you were born. I passed by you and saw you kicking around helplessly in your blood. I said to you as you lay there in your blood, 'Live!' I made you plentiful like sprouts in a field. You grew tall and came of age so that you could wear jewelry. Your breasts had formed and your hair had grown, but you were still naked and bare. Then I passed by you and watched you, noticing that you had reached the age for love. I spread my cloak over you and covered your nakedness. I swore a solemn oath to you and entered into a marriage covenant with you, declares the sovereign Lord, and you became mine. Then I bathed you in water, washed the blood off you, and anointed you with fragrant oil. I dressed you in embroidered clothing, and I put fine leather sandals on your feet. I wrapped you with fine linen and covered you with silk. I adorned you with jewelry. I put bracelets on your hands and a necklace around your neck. I put a ring in your nose, earrings on your ears, and a beautiful crown on your head. You were adorned with gold and silver, while your clothing was of fine linen, silk, and embroidery. You ate the finest flour, honey, and olive oil. You became extremely beautiful and attained the position of royalty. Your fame spread among the nations because of your beauty. Your beauty was perfect because of the splendor which I bestowed on you, declares the sovereign Lord. But you trusted in your beauty and capitalized on your fame by becoming a prostitute. You offered your sexual favors to every man who passed by, so that your beauty became his. You took some of your clothing and made for yourself decorated high places. You engaged in prostitution on them. You went to him to become his. You also took your beautiful jewelry, made of my gold and my silver I had given to you, and made for yourself male images and engaged in prostitution with them. You took your embroidered clothing and used it to cover them. You offered my olive oil and my incense to them. As for my food that I gave you, the fine flour, olive oil, and honey I fed you, you placed it before them as a soothing aroma. That is exactly what happened, declares the sovereign Lord. You took your sons and your daughters whom you bore to me, and you sacrificed them as food for the idols to eat. As if your prostitution was not enough, you slaughtered my children and sacrificed them to the idols. And with all your abominable practices and prostitution, you did not remember the days of your youth when you were naked and bare, kicking around in your blood. After all of your evil, woe, woe to you, declares the sovereign Lord. You built yourself a chamber and put up a pavilion in every public square. At the head of every street, you erected your pavilion and you disgraced your beauty when you spread your legs to every passerby and multiplied your promiscuity. You engaged in prostitution with the Egyptians, your sexually aroused neighbors, multiplying your promiscuity and provoking me to anger. So see here, I have stretched out my hand against you and cut off your rations. I have delivered you into the power of those who hate you, the daughters of the Philistines, who were ashamed by your obscene conduct. You engaged in prostitution with the Assyrians because your sexual desires were insatiable. You prostituted yourself with them and you were still not satisfied. Then you multiplied your promiscuity to the land of the merchants, Babylonia, but you were not satisfied there either. How sick is your heart, declares the sovereign Lord, when you perform all these acts, the deeds of a bold prostitute. When you built your chamber at the head of every street and put up your pavilion in every public square, you were not like a prostitute because you scoffed at payment. Adulterous wife who prefers strangers instead of her own husband. All prostitutes receive payment, but instead you give gifts to every one of your lovers. You bribe them to come to you from all around for your sexual favors. You were different from other prostitutes because no one solicited you. When you gave payment and no payment was given to you, you became the opposite. Therefore, O prostitute, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Because your lust was poured out, and your nakedness was uncovered in your prostitution with your lovers, and because of all your detestable idols, and because of the blood of your children you have given to them, therefore take note. I am about to gather all your lovers whom you enjoyed, both all those you loved and all those you hated. I will gather them against you from all around, and I will expose your nakedness to them, and they will see all your nakedness. I will punish you as an adulteress and murderer deserves. I will avenge your bloody deeds with furious rage. I will give you into their hands, and they will destroy your chambers and tear down your pavilions. They will strip you of your clothing and take your beautiful jewelry and leave you naked and bare. They will summon a mob who will stone you and hack you to pieces with their swords. They will burn down your houses and execute judgments on you in front of many women. Thus I will put a stop to your prostitution, and you will no longer give gifts to your clients. I will exhaust my rage on you, and then my fury will turn from you. I will calm down and no longer be angry. Because you did not remember the days of your youth and have enraged me with all these deeds, I hereby repay you for what you have done, declares the Sovereign Lord. Have you not engaged in prostitution on top of all your other abominable practices? Observe, everyone who quotes Proverbs will quote this proverb about you, like mother, like daughter. You are the daughter of your mother who detested her husband and her sons, and you are the sister of your sisters who detested their husbands and their sons. Your mother was a Hittite and your father an Amorite. Your older sister was Samaria, who lived north of you with her daughters, and your younger sister, who lived south of you, was Sodom with her daughters. Have you not copied their behavior and practiced their abominable deeds? In a short time, you became even more depraved in all your conduct than they were. As surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, your sister Sodom and her daughters never behaved as wickedly as you and your daughters have behaved. See here, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters had majesty, abundance of food, and enjoyed carefree ease, but they did not help the poor and needy. They were haughty and practiced abominable deeds before me. Therefore, when I saw it, I removed them. Samaria has not committed half the sins you have. You have done more abominable deeds than they did. You have made your sisters appear righteous with all the abominable things you have done. So now, bear your disgrace, because you have given your sisters reason to justify their behavior. Because the sins you have committed were more abominable than those of your sisters, they have become more righteous than you. So now, be ashamed and bear the disgrace of making your sisters appear righteous. I will restore their fortunes, the fortunes of Sodom and her sisters, and the fortunes of Samaria and her daughters, along with your fortunes among them, so that you may bear your disgrace and be ashamed of all you have done in consoling them. As for your sisters, Sodom and her daughters will be restored to their former status. Samaria and her daughters will be restored to their former status, and you and your daughters will be restored to your former status. In your days of majesty, was not Sodom your sister a byword in your mouth before your evil was exposed? Now you have become an object of scorn to the daughters of Aram and all those around her, and to the daughters of the Philistines, those all around you who despise you. You must bear your punishment for your obscene conduct and your abominable practices, declares the Lord. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I will deal with you according to what you have done when you despised your oath by breaking your covenant. Yet I will remember the covenant I made with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish a lasting covenant with you. Then you will remember your conduct and be ashamed when you receive your older and younger sisters. I will give them to you as daughters, but not on account of my covenant with you. I will establish my covenant with you, and then you will know that I am the Lord. Then you will remember, be ashamed, and remain silent when I make atonement for all you have done, declares the Sovereign Lord. Ezekiel chapter 17. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, offer a riddle and tell a parable to the house of Israel. Say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. A great eagle with broad wings, long feathers, with full plumage which was multi-hued, came to Lebanon and took the top of the cedar. He plucked off its topmost shoot. He brought it to a land of merchants and planted it in a city of traders. He took one of the seedlings of the land, placed it in a cultivated plot, a shoot by abundant water, like a willow, he planted it. It sprouted and became a vine, spreading low to the ground. Its branches turning toward him, its roots were under itself. So it became a vine. It produced shoots and sent out branches. There was another great eagle with broad wings and thick plumage. Now this vine twisted its roots toward him and sent its branches toward him to be watered from the soil where it was planted. In a good field, by abundant waters, it was planted to grow branches, bear fruit, and become a beautiful vine. Say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Will it prosper? Will he not rip out its roots and cause its fruit to rot and wither? All its foliage will wither. No strong arm or large army will be needed to pull it out by its roots. Consider, it is planted, but will it prosper? Will it not wither completely when the east wind blows on it? Will it not wither in the soil where it is sprouted? Then the word of the Lord came to me. Say to the rebellious house of Israel, don't you know what these things mean? Say, see here, the king of Babylon came to Jerusalem and took her king and her officials prisoner and brought them to himself in Babylon. He took one from the royal family, made a treaty with him, and put him under oath. He then took the leaders of the land, so it would be a lowly kingdom which could not rise on its own but must keep its treaty with him in order to stand. But this one from Israel's royal family rebelled against the king of Babylon by sending his emissaries to Egypt to obtain horses and a large army. Will he prosper? Will the one doing these things escape? Can he break the covenant and escape? As surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, surely in the city of the king who crowned him, whose oath he despised and whose covenant he broke, in the middle of Babylon, he will die. Pharaoh with his great army and mighty horde will not help him in battle, when siege ramps are erected and siege walls are built to kill many people. He despised the oath by breaking the covenant. Take note, he gave his promise and did all these things. He will not escape. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. As surely as I live, I will certainly repay him for despising my oath and breaking my covenant. I will throw my net over him and he will be caught in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon and judge him there because of the unfaithfulness he committed against me. All the choice men among the troops will die by the sword, and the survivors will be scattered to every wind. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar and plant it. I will pluck from the top one of its tender twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. I will plant it on a high mountain of Israel, and it will raise branches and produce fruit and become a beautiful cedar. Every bird will live under it. Every winged creature will live in the shade of its branches. All the trees of the field will know that I am the Lord. I make the high tree low. I raise up the low tree. I make the green tree wither, and I make the dry tree sprout. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. Well, that was a pretty graphic depiction in chapter 16 about how God considers Israel his wife, and that explains his rage against them for not being faithful to him. He explains how he brought her up, how he covered her, how he provided for her, blessed her, and then she turned around and prostituted herself to the other nations and the other gods. And yet, we have at the end of chapter 16 his promise to reinstate them. And did you notice in the very last sentence in chapter 16 when he said, when I make atonement for all you have done? There's a messianic prophecy for you. Well, again, I thank you so much for being with me today. I really enjoy our time together. And even though we're winding down, it's never too late to invite a friend to listen and to become a member of the LifeSpring family. I invite your comments at steve.lifespring@gmail.com. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.